Okay, you're on.
All right. Right, Chuck?
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting in order to Medina Township Trustees. This is a regular scheduled meeting for September 30th of 2021. Can I please have a roll call?
Mr. Scopa?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Can we please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, can we please take a moment of silence for our military veterans, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders? Thank you. First up on our agenda is payroll. This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll check dated 10/1 of 2021. Total amount is $38,171.08, with $8,209.36 in withholdings, deductions, and liabilities. And then we'll incorporate this two-page document as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Scopa?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next up is site plans. Is there anybody here from GV Medina LLC?
Here.
You have anything you'd like to put on the record?
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a change of use for GV Medina LLC located at 5010 Gateway Drive as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Scopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Check those off for me, Doug. Should be four total. Right? Four packs total? Elaine, four. There's usually four total, right?
Yeah, yep. Well, it depends what Kim gives me. It could be six.
You check them off as approved.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Next up is Wang and Sons LLC. Is there anyone here from Wang and Sons? No?
I thought I saw his truck in the parking lot. I parked right next to him.
Yeah.
No. He lost his watch, maybe. I don't know. I literally parked right next to him.
That's all right. This time I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a change of use for Wang & Sons LLC located at 4160 Pearl Road as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Scopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Check those on then too.
Good. Awesome.
It's just a welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Next up is Lamplight Consulting. Is there anyone here from Lamplight Consulting?
Okay.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Anything you want to put on the record?
No.
All right. This time I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a change of use for Lamplight Consulting located at 4015 Medina Road, Suite 90, as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Scopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Then next up is I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a portico sign for Lamplight Consulting located at 4015 Medina Road, Suite 90, not to exceed 6.19 square feet as presented.
Second.
Any discussion on this one? Roll call.
Mr. Scopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
There's two sets for that one.
Two sets of four.
Yep. For Wang and Sons?
Oh, yes.
Yep, we already approved yours. Elaine will have the paperwork for you.
We knew you were in the party.
Next up is T-Mobile. Is anyone here from T-Mobile? You have anything you want to put on the record?
Nope.
All right. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a letter color change of the existing wall sign for T-Mobile located at 4184 Pearl Road, not to exceed 28 square feet as presented.
Second.
Any discussion on this one? Roll call.
Mr. Stoka?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Then next up is I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a letter color change of the existing ground sign for T-Mobile located at 4184 Pearl Road, not to exceed 9.6 square feet as presented.
Second.
Any more discussion on this one?
No.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoka?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Wait, give him a few minutes to catch up.
I was going to say, can you go any faster?
There's so many of them, I figured out by the time I get done with them, I might lose my voice.
Covering your slack over here. We did it in the back.
Oh, okay.
Next up is Seventh-day Advent Church. Is there anyone here from there? Yes. Do you have anything you'd like to put on the record?
No.
Nope. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve the addition of a community service center for Seventh-day Advent Church located at 3866 Medina Road as presented.
Second.
Any discussion?
I just wanted to add, I was here when they were making the presentation. What they're doing there is involving with improving literacy.
Yes.
And I just was really impressed with the efforts that they're putting forward. I just wanted to throw that out there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else? This time, roll call.
Mr. Stoka?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Anyone here from AutoSmart LLC?
Yes,
do you have anything you'd like to put on the record?
No, sir.
And at this time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a wall sign for AutoSmart LLC located at 3926 Pearl Road, not to exceed 32 square feet as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stoka?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
It's Next up is Edward Jones Investments. Anyone here from Edward Jones? Nope. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve the change of use for Edward Jones Investments to be located at 3443 Medina Road as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
I think this is the most we've had on one.
I know. It's really crazy. Trust me.
Everybody's trying to get their signs in before the winter.
That's what I would do.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Next up is Casey Hammond's Building Solutions. Anyone here from Casey Hammond's? You have anything you'd like to put on the record?
No.
Nope. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a ground sign for Casey Hammond's Building Solutions to be located at 3790 Pearl Road, not to exceed 16 square feet in size, and to be a minimum of 10 feet from the road right away as presented.
Second.
Discussion.
This is the lot that has the U-Haul trucks and the little buildings and stuff. And then, is this what the Building Solutions is?
Yes.
Gotcha. No other building stuff, huh?
No.
I knew the lot. You know, I just didn't know the name, so that's why I was thinking contractor when I read it the first time. But don't want to get into small homes. Any homes?
the shed that I've got there is an office. That's
perfect. Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
And next up is Thrill Point Motorsports, and we have a letter from Mr. Demrovsky.
Go for it.
Is that it? saying that he was unable to make tonight's meeting. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission to approve the change of use for Thrill Point Motorsports to be located at 3057 East Point Drive as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Where's the first set? Three on this one. Okay. Next up then is, at this time I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission to approve the refacing of the existing ground sign for Thrill Point Motorsports located at 3057 East Point Drive, not to exceed 31.5 square feet in size and not to exceed 10 feet in height as presented.
Second.
Discussion on this one? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
And then next up, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission to deny the wall sign request application C for Thrill Point Motorsports located at 3057 East Point Drive as it is not in compliance with section 605.1 or point I 6.1 of the Medina Township zoning resolution as presented.
Second.
Any discussion on this one? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
He likes to be disapproved.
There's that one, there's one, I got one more.
These are all approved?
Yep, those are all done. And then, this time I'd like to accept, this time I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission to deny the wall sign request, application D, for Thrill Point Motorsports located at 3057 East Point Drive, as it is not in compliance with section 605.1 of the Medina Township zoning resolution as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right, let's finish with site plans. Is there another one?
Yeah, did you do the greenhouse, the TSC?
No, Tractor Supply did not do.
All right, you get that one back.
Is that one in a packet?
It's not my packet here.
Try to get rid of one.
All right. Anyone here from Tractor Supply? At this time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and deny the wall sign for the garden center for Tractor Supply Company located at 3768 Pearl Road, as it is not in compliance with section 605.1 of the Medina Township zoning resolution as presented.
Second.
Discussion?
I'd just like to say that the zoning commission did a good job handling this when it was presented. The individual was rather insistent that he was all straight, and Alice handled it as well as everyone else, and he was simply misinformed. So everyone did really well, and...
I always thought at the beginning of this project, it was going to be like a drive-in thing for, like, picking up your orders and stuff?
Well, I think it is around the side, but the gentleman was confused, I think is the correct word. He couldn't understand why he was there asking for a permit for a sign, especially since the sign is already up.
Yep.
Okay, and he swore up and down he had a permit signed by Elaine to put it up, and my memory wasn't very good about finding any memory of a permit that he's came, neither could Kim, and I kept suggesting, are you sure you're not misinterpreting a sign or a permit for the building to include the sign, and he kept insisting he did, so I just bring us a copy of it, and we'll deal with it. And it turned out, that's what he did. He had mistaken the permit for the facility portion of it to include the sign. Is that about right?
That's exactly right.
Okay, so...
Got one for the building, not the sign.
That's okay.
It's already up there.
Not going to deal with the sign.
How was that bus, Elaine?
Pardon me?
How was that bus? They tried to throw you under.
Yeah, it was, ooh, not good. How was that bus when he tried to throw me under? Not good.
Well, we put the brakes on the bus, so we're okay.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right, is that it then, Elaine?
That is it.
All right.
You did good.
Yeah, I got them all.
All right.
All right, next up on our agenda is police department commendations. So I'd like to read this in the record first. So it's from Medina County Prosecutor Forrest Thompson. It says, "Dear Medina Township, I wanted to take a moment to compliment your police department in general, and Sergeant Todd Zija in particular, on the work done during our recent missing persons investigation. Sergeant Zija's tireless work ethic, application of good fundamental police procedure and training, as well as his direction and coordination of the other assisting law enforcement agencies at the local, state, national, and even international level, was instrumental in the location and safe return of one of our residents. At a time when law enforcement is under ever-increasing scrutiny, the members of your police department and the other contributing agencies made the safety and security of a single member of our community a priority and the result of a collaborative dedication was a successful outcome. The citizens of Medina Township and all of Medina County should be proud to know that the members of our law enforcement community exhibit this level of dedication to every single member of our community every single day. And you just ask that this letter be read in, at our next trustee meeting. Signed, Forrest Thompson, Medina County Prosecutor. Along with Todd, Sergeant Zija, handling basically and overseeing the whole investigation on this, he had help from Officer Nicholson and Officer Euler assisting him in the mornings with this investigation and that. So at this time, I'd like to bring up Sergeant Zija. And it says, this commendation is presented to Sergeant Todd Zija of the Medina Township Police Department in recognition of the outstanding commitment, professional service, and coordination with local, state, and federal agencies, which concluded in the successful September 1st, 2021 outcome of the recent missing persons investigation in Medina Township, signed by the Board of Trustees in Medina Township. Thank you. Thank you so much. And at this time, I'd like to bring up Officer Cliff Nicholson. This time it says, this commendation is presented to Officer Cliff Nicholson of Medina Township Police Department in recognition of the outstanding commitment, professional service, and coordination with local, state, and federal agencies, which concluded in the successful September 1st, 2021 outcome of the recent missing persons investigation in Medina Township, and it's signed by the Board of Trustees.
Thanks.
Officer Nicholson, thank you very much.
Can we get a picture together?
Yeah, yep.
Absolutely.
And then our other officer, Mike Euler, we're going to bring him in another day to give him his accommodation.
Yes.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Do you have anything you want, before you leave, since you're kind of the acting chief, do you have anything you want to say just with some of the stuff that's going on?
I did have a question too, so
yep.
It's perfect that he's here. just with last year, we did the Halloween thing.
Yes.
And I know it's going to be coming up really quick, so we were just going to see how things are kind of going with that, if we were planning on doing anything, because I know things are a little bit different this year.
Yes, we do plan on doing another Halloween thing, provided COVID allows us.
All right, well, just let me know. I'd help out again like I did last
Great.
Year.
Great, thank you. So this investigation was extremely difficult. We spent a lot of time on this investigation. It was very difficult for us to do because what law enforcement is used to using, all the technology to get through this, it didn't exist because the person basically went off the grid. So we didn't have a cell phone to track her. We didn't have anything in the car to track her. She didn't use credit cards. So we were relying basically on the public to help us find her. We enlisted so many different agencies, and Officer Nicholson, he's the one that took the lead on this case. I just kind of kept everything going, and every time we got a new lead, we jumped in, with both feet. So if it wasn't for Officer Nicholson and Officer Euler, they're the ones that really did all the work. Everybody else, keyed in on everything now and then because you'd get calls in the middle of the night, hey, I saw this person down in, Wyoming, or I saw him at a park, or, And of course, you get the ones that say, hey, you're going to find her in a park all by herself, which, just to clarify, she was not found in a park. She was found in a shopping mall. It was a very pleasant outcome. When I went and I told the husband, he actually broke down because it was just, he didn't know what to do. We were at a point of almost a month of not being able to find her. And it took one license plate reader to find her. And that was just truly amazing. Everybody did a great job. I can't say enough good about all the officers in the department. It was really a team effort. But thank you guys so much.
That's a good story back in the end. And that was a lifetime story.
Yeah, this is one of those that we're going to talk about this for a long time because this was a very difficult case. you know, you get a call of a missing person, you get on the phone to Verizon, and they're like, yeah, they're at this coordinates here, and boom, we go and get them, and we couldn't even do that in this case. So it was very difficult. So, but thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's why we need it.
Next up is accepting amounts and rates resolution. This time, I move to adopt resolution number 09302021-065, accepting the amounts and rates as determined by the Budget Commission and incorporate this 10-page Budget Commission document dated September 17, 2021, and this 4-page resolution document by reference.
A second.
Discussion?
Yep. So I mentioned this at the last meeting, but there's been some clarification since then. This is the document that the tax budget generated, the certificate.
Okay.
So this would generally be what we set our temporary appropriations from. And I know last meeting, if you remember, I mentioned that they did not want to include that ARP money. However, because they've had enough townships worry about that and not being able to use that money then in their temporary appropriations, that has since changed. So what they are asking is that the board decides if you want to use that money in the temporaries, that then we get them the amount that we would want to use okay. in the temporaries, and we would get them that for their December budget meeting. And so that would be the third Friday in December, which I believe is the 17th. Yeah, so we'd have to have it to her by the 15th of December. And then that will generate certificate amendment number one, which is normally what we get after we turn in that year-end balance worksheet.
Uh-huh.
So we're already going to be going in. So then our year-end balance worksheet will be certificate number two. So we're going to be ahead, but then we would be able to use it in our temporary. So that's just a decision to start talking about now. And so there's kind of two decisions to make here. Number one, if we want to do that, and if so, how much of that money? Because we haven't even appropriated that yet for 2021. And then do we want to appropriate just the balance of what we don't use from the money that has been deposited this year? Or do we want to include what we're expected to get next year as well?
If we do next year, then we'll be able to use it right away. Whereas if not, then we'd have to wait and do another.
Right. Well, if we do next year, we would be able to use it as soon as we get next year.
Right.
Because we have,
right.
We don't
versus waiting to get it and then have to have another.
Then have another, right.
So, all right.
So there's a couple different, yeah, there's some things to, I mean, I think we're still going to have to do an amended certificate next year because I don't think we know when that.
And we don't know the exact.
Danny, do you know when that other half of the Blakesley Park project, do you know when that's come? Is that this year or next year?
Hopefully this year, yeah.
Okay, well then, yeah, we may not have to, if that's the case.
I'm hoping to get that project done yet this year, but it all depends on the contractor.
But then the money will come this year, too?
It should, yeah.
Okay, so those are things to think about, and then we still have to also talk about setting the appropriations for that money if we're going to use it this year as well.
Okay.
So basically the document that you're voting on right now does not include that.
Right.
Just remember that,
that.
That
yep.
was from, you know, that, but like I said, what I said last meeting has changed, so I just wanted everyone to know that. I got the email from her, I think that following week, so.
Okay.
But actually, that's a good thing because you don't want to be tied up for the first couple of months without being able to use the money. So, so these are just—I mean, we have time too. So,
yeah.
But we do need to.
Nick, let's put that on the agenda for next trustee meeting.
Sure.
Discussion on that.
Okay.
Roll call.
Mr.
Stoka?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. And then I also like to make a motion to allow Fiscal Officer Ventura to sign the resolution 09302021-065.
A second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoka?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. Next up is approval of appropriation status by resolution. This time, I move to adopt resolution number 09302021-066 to approve the appropriation status dated 9/30 of 2021 and incorporate this 14-page document by reference.
A second.
Any discussion? Angela, we're updated.
Yeah, it's completely up to date.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Stoka?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I think there's another sheet at the bottom.
There's a signature here, too.
Is there another one there, too?
Yeah, I'm going to pass this back to you. There's one on the backside, so if you need to do it, it's the same.
Let me jump in and see that tag.
Another one, huh?
Yeah. I saw the two tags, and when I looked at it, I saw yours.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I just, that way we can just send it back to her tonight.
Okay.
There's that. You have the bottom tag.
Next up is purchase orders and training requests. Chuck, do you have any tonight?
No, I do not.
Doug, you have any tonight?
No.
No? I have none tonight. Wow.
Happy days.
Hey, maybe you should take a couple more weeks off. Usually, we have something.
You're up for it. Easy. Two at a time.
Next up is approval of accounts payable. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 9/17 of 2021 to 9/30 of 2021. We're going to start with electronic check number 73-2021, and we're going to end with electronic check number 76-2021. Then we're going to start with a physical check number of 31700 and end with a physical check number 31722. The total amount is $95,908.12, and then we'll incorporate this one-page document by reference.
A second.
Just so everybody knows, our biggest amount on here is for LST, Medina Hospital, of $56,279.22.
And so that you're aware, they what must have been very behind with invoicing, that was 2 months came at.
Okay, I was going to say, that was kind of a lot for 1 month.
No, it was not.
Okay.
I believe they came back-to-back.
Yes.
One after they were received in.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was 2 months of invoicing.
All right, I was going to say, they were pretty busy then.
Yeah, I just, to avoid wasting checks.
Yep, no, that's fine.
Same check, obviously, so.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoka?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. Next up is our first public comment. This will be for anything that we've already covered so far in the meeting. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to open the floor for public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoka?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. This time, we're open for public comment. Please raise your hand, state your name and address for record. Alice?
It's just me.
Alice, can you say your name and? We all know who you are.
You don't know who just me is?
No, but.
Alice Sturgeon, Sony Chair. Tuesday was the groundbreaking for the Western Reserve Community. I was the only one from the township that showed up. I don't know where the rest of you were. But we did make the front page. And Doug, I think you would really like this backhoe. I suggested I should be able to dig a hole with it, and they just kind of ran the other direction. So, but there were so many people, they wanted to dig the dirt. Three groups. I was in one of the groups. Unfortunately, the group that's here is the elders. I think that's what you call them. The elders of the Masonic Temple. The ones from Columbus, they drove up. So those are all the Masonic people, but as it says, it took 25 months of negotiations to get it done, and it's coming in at $49 million capital investment in the township, and it's the largest one in the county, and so it was kind of a good thing for us. And they did have champagne afterwards, so it was well worth going. And this is a brand new backhoe. They just were able to get it in time for the picture. So you would probably like that, Doug. People should get newspapers because articles about the township's in it.
Thank you. Anyone else? At this time, I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Are you guys okay if we take these two next that we have with the police chief discussion and put it to the end?
Nope, that's what I would recommend.
Okay. So, new business, approval of previous minutes. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve the June 29th, 2021 special trustees meeting with all three trustees present.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stopa.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Sorry. So I want to make a message. Just one, right? Yeah, just the one. So I saw two again. I want to make sure I didn't have a second. Next up is the July 8th. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the July 8th, 2021 regular trustee meeting, which all three trustees were in attendance.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stopa.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Next up is the July 12th meeting. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve the July 12th, 2021 special trustee meeting. In attendance were Trustee Johnson and Trustee Eastwood.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa.
Abstain.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
I guess you won that one.
Next up is July 14th. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the July 14th, 2021 emergency trustee meeting where Trustee Johnson and Trustee Eastwood were in attendance.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Just so everyone knows, I listened to the minutes for that one because I knew it had to do with our budget.
Easy listening.
Next up is COVID payroll compensation discussion.
Doug, I believe you put this one on.
Okay. I was just looking through even in the most current, is it the ARP money or that we have? And a couple different things came to mind. One of our men in the roads and bridges was detracted COVID, and I knew there was some COVID money available, some time. I wasn't sure how that played out before. I believe he also had taken 2 weeks off when it first came out because nobody really knew what was going on with COVID. So I just had a question as kind of liaison to that group. Is he able to take more COVID time, or does this have to be considered sick time? He is currently off. He was tested negative, tested positive, wanted to make an appointment for a second testing, and the people at university said, we aren't going to test you again for 90 days. He's like, I can't stay off work for 90 days. He's kind of looking for some guidance, and I said I would look for some, advice, because I think protocol is 10 days off after you've been diagnosed. I'm looking for words of wisdom.
Correct. So you're basically asking, is he eligible for his COVID time? Is that what you're asking?
Asking,
so
yeah.
I have an understanding.
Asking if instead he's available for COVID time instead of sick time.
Okay.
And B, if he, my understanding was from the health department, I thought you couldn't come back to work till he tested negative. But they say, well, he could be tested, he could test positive for 90 days.
So was he tested by one of the do-it-yourself things, or was it the hospital?
He did both.
Yeah, so originally he did a rapid one, because he called me that day. He did a rapid one, and I told him, I said, I'd prefer if he went and got the PCR test, which is the 24 to 48-hour results test. That one's a little bit more accurate versus the... Plus, knowing he was take it home, the rapid one, he had to take it home, do it at home, and then bring it back or whatever. So I was kind of, let's get a more accurate test and go from there. So he called me, and that was my decision at the time to have him do it that way.
And that's the one that came back positive?
That's the one that came back. He had all the symptoms for COVID, and so that's why he was kind of surprised it came back as negative originally. And I said, let's get a little bit better one and then do it that way.
So if you want my opinion, first time, we kind of forced him to do it, because he didn't show any symptoms or anything like that, but that was, everything was new, and we weren't sure.
Yeah, he was out of town.
We weren't sure what was going on, so we forced him to do that. Now that this is a legit one with a positive test, I do think that it should be covered by COVID. So, and plus it's a year away, from the other one. From what I heard, you can actually get COVID more than once, So we probably have to look at that too.
Right. The first one came, he left, went out of town. That was when COVID first hit, and the recommendation by the state was anyone traveling outside the state had to come back in quarantined for, I think it was 2 weeks.
Yeah,
14 days. So that's why we made him do it that way, just because he did leave. So my recommendation, I guess, would be to allow him to use the COVID days that he has. Is I believe 80 hours.
That's how I understand it.
He has 80 hours in his bank on paychecks.
Right.
My opinion is that he was off Thursday and Friday to use his sick time for those 2 days, because that was already paid, correct, Angela? I mean, that would have been.
Yeah, because that was. Yes, that would have been for this past.
It'd be a nightmare probably to go back now and change that, I guess.
But he didn't get tested until Sunday. So Monday would be the first,
That would be my recommendation. Because we already gave him 2 weeks back then,
And I think it's the 10th is when he was set up to have another test. Does that sound about right?
The 10th of
October?
I don't know. I don't know.
We can check. But I definitely think next week. And that's what you're saying.
But he's not going to get another test, correct?
Well,
we need to figure out where the 10 days starts. Does it start at his symptoms, or does it start when he had his positive test? Is what I'm
what we need to figure out, I guess.
I guess, do we ask this, the Department of Health on that one?
Yeah.
Everybody says something a little different.
We need to get this narrowed down.
Chief Walters, you have anything?
The police department, I think.
Kind of doing with...
Yeah, the guidelines are out. The health department has them. I'm pretty certain he doesn't have to have a negative test to come back. But there is a set time for the quarantine.
I know it's 10 days, that's what we have one of our...
And it probably does specify what Denny's asking, whether it's at the onset of symptoms or the positive test. It probably does speak to that.
We'll check that out. You and I will talk.
Okay.
Get that taken care of.
And we'll let him know.
He called today, he's obviously concerned.
Yeah, we'll let him know when he can come back.
Well, how is he feeling more so?
He feels fine, no temperature, but the smell and the taste are what, you know, initiated the...
And that may be something that doesn't come back for quite some time.
Right.
Yeah, that don't come back right away. My wife's still on having it back for Thanksgiving.
So just to let you know, if you call the health department, you'll have to leave a message, they'll call you back. One of the nurses will call you back.
Okay, thank you.
This does bring up something though, just for future, that maybe should be talked about now, is that because the guidelines have changed and probably continue to change on this, as, you know, this evolves, when the 80 hours was given to everybody, that was mandatory.
Right.
And then the law changed.
Right, and we just said, and we said we just, that people that still had it, we were gonna allow that to continue.
Correct, but Chuck just made a good point, I mean, people can get COVID more than once.
Right.
So what do we want to do about that? Do we want to just do the 80 hours one time?
Yeah, I think once they exhaust the 80 hours, that way, then we're back to where we should be. We allowed it to continue for, and that, and then if anybody, if you contract again, you'd have to use your sick vacation or whatever time is my... I mean, I don't know how you two feel about that.
It's all new for me. I mean, like, I understand that they get one, if they're, you know, you also have your immunity after you get it, so they shouldn't be getting it all the time either. You know what I mean? So that's why I said going by the positive test, you know, at least he's got documentation on that. I mean, I'm not to the point where I want to punish them, but if we have certain time and all that banked for it, then we use it up, just like we
planned.
Right,
but I think she's asking is if they use up their bank time, what happens if they...
Yeah, the bank time is 2 weeks.
Right.
No, I'm saying like a year later, like...
Well, it's not saying, like, do we reset it for a year?
No, I don't think so. I mean...
That's all I'm asking. Yeah, I just don't know, you know, if that's something...
I mean, COVID might not be going away ever.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's just gonna be another, to me, it's after a certain amount of time, it's gonna be another sickness. You know what I mean? It's just gonna be the way we live. So...
Yeah, I didn't know whether you'd think about it, you know, redoing it, or our practice for now could be use the 80 hours up, mm-hmm. you know, and let's see what this COVID does, because like you say, we don't know what it's going to be.
If the government's compensating us financially for our employees with COVID and stuff like that, I can see that part. If it comes to a point where that compensation's over, then it is just being sick, you know what I mean? Then we'd have to use the sick time. Because that initial one was basically an incentive from, you know,
right,
the government to us.
That's the thing. Like right now, we are getting, there is COVID money out
right.
there, so it's like there's no such thing as flu money or pneumonia
right.
money, or you know. So
no, it's just COVID money.
Right, yeah, flu or pneumonia anymore.
Well, right. So, but it's just. I mean, I guess it's. Just
I mean, I guess it would be something we'd have to figure out too, how much it would cost us if, you know, everybody used it. Just, you know, what I'm saying, because we'd have to budget for it then too. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
that if, for some reason, then we at least have it, and we know that we budgeted for it.
That new COVID money, that we got to what, 2024 to spend that or something? Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, we got
yes, the end
of yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I think about it, and right now we'll just go based on if you have the 80 hours, and you'll use the 80 hours, and then after that,
yeah, let's
for right
let's,
now.
Let's circle the wagon, but our practice will be 80 hours.
80 right? hours, yeah. If they have it in their time, if they have it. Some people have already used their 80 hours
right.
last year, and that's
okay.
it.
Yeah, right. It's almost like you got to evaluate it on a case-by-case basis, but you gotta have a consistency to it.
Correct. That's the reason why we continued it on.
Right.
There were some that used it, some that didn't use it. We just figured we'd just continue it.
Of course, like this one.
Just in case.
He was forced, you know, when he came back, that, but then everybody was gonna die, so.
Yeah.
It was a little bit different back then, but yeah, you know, every case is different. It's just an odd scenario. You can't write some of these things up, you know?
Right.
So.
What if you offer a child or your spouse, or you still gotta take off if they have it?
That would come under the COVID thing. It could be a family member, immediate family member that you would need to take care of, yes.
Okay. That's your 80 hours.
That comes out of the 80 hours, yes.
Okay.
So that being said, I think my opinion is, though, then we don't dock those 2 days. I think
you
go back
and
adjust
that?
It.
Can you do that?
Yeah, okay. You can too, but
I'll change it on his end. And then.
Yeah. Because we do need consistency.
Okay,
then.
That's fine.
And it should, you know, everybody should be treated equally. So, yeah, just, I know that there was sick time in there. I just didn't know what day, you know, I didn't.
Yeah, that would have been that Thursday
and Friday.
I was going, but.
So we'll adjust those balances so that it's.
I'll get with you.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, then, Doug?
Yep.
Chuck?
Fine.
All right, next up is ODOT Township Stimulus Program Discussion. Danny, you have insight on this?
I talked to you about those cul-de-sacs, but
yes.
I also talked to Dan Becker again today about that. So it's kind of like playing the lottery, this whole thing, anyhow.
Like I said, it's worth taking a chance to see.
I think we ought to maybe look at the big culvert over on top of Hood Road, culvert number 10.
Okay.
Instead of doing this cul-de-sac. So what we will need, we'll need a letter from you guys to the engineer stating that you're interested in using that money for culvert number 10 on Hood Road. Interested in doing the plans, and that way we can get an engineer's estimate to get the ball going on.
All right. Is that one of our worst culverts?
I've been patching on it, yeah.
All right.
Where's that one located at?
You know where Mike Kaminsky lives?
Yes.
Right by his place.
Right here.
It's been added on to, and it's been patched. And it's been... I do got people complaining about the cul-de-sacs, but I might go a different avenue on those, up like in a reserve. I'm thinking about maybe seeing about grinding the concrete and then just asphalt around them instead of redoing the concrete. Because what it is, it's just the joints that are blown out. It's not really heaving or moving, it's just salt over the years, I think, just tore them up. So.
All right. So what you need from us, just
a letter like Nick usually writes, since this, you know, we're interested in.
You need a motion for that, Angela?
I would.
All right, so yeah.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion to put together a letter to send to the county engineer asking for stimulus money to repair Cook Road culvert number 10.
A second.
Any more discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. Nick, would you put together a letter? We'll sign. We'll sign when it's ready. You'll probably get with Denny. Denny can probably tell you exactly what. There's that. Okay, do we have to fill any of this application then?
I'm going to get with Dan on that also and see what we got to do.
Okay.
I read over it today and it's pretty vague, really.
All right. Well, then, you know what? I'll make a motion then to allow Denny Miller, road foreman, to fill out the application if necessary for. The ODOT stimulus program?
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I got one other thing too.
Go ahead.
Can I get a motion to close Cynthia Drive starting September 30th for 8 days for concrete repair?
That was today, Danny. Did you close already?
Can I get a motion to close?
For what was it for, Denny?
Concrete.
This time I'd like to make a motion to allow the road department to close Cynthia Road starting September 30th for concrete work. How many days, Denny?
Say 8 days.
For eight days?
Second.
Any more discussion?
In between Windfall and Debbie Drive.
I'll amend my motion to say in between Windfall and Debbie Drive.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. So I need to pretty much shut up tomorrow though, right?
Denny, do you have any more insight in regards to what they're, it looks like they're doing sporadic closing of fen for culverts. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
The county?
We've got three of them they're gonna do. I think there's two on this end.
Yeah, it looks like this end here from Huffman or, yeah, from Huffman. The three is for 2 days, and then I believe it said 1 day from Huffman to Route 3 for 1 day. And then there's also, it looks like they're doing Old Weymouth between Remsen.
That was done already.
That's done.
That's already done?
They did some tree work down there, yeah.
Okay. They still have the signs up, so.
That's done.
Okay. Well, then I don't have to worry about that one.
But they'll do one culvert each day.
Yeah.
You know,
and this one was, I think, two they said or something?
Well, there's two culverts.
Yeah, there's
two done.
Okay. So, all right, just so people know. Chief Walters, you have anything?
If you don't mind, I add a couple of things. First of all, I just wanted to thank Chuck Johnson and his team at CB Graphics for working with police, fire, and EMS on the decals that he designed and provided as we're all pulling for Officer Chris Brink of the Medina Police Department, who has been in ICU on a ventilator for several weeks now. The news is getting a little better each day, but I think they're moving him to a trach off the ventilator, so that's a little bit of good news. But Chuck, I know we really drove you crazy. He got us the first little batch, which was enough for the local PD and LST and the fire trucks, and it just kind of blew up once it hit Facebook, and the county sheriffs wanted in on it, so we had to go back to him several times to get one made. So Chuck, just wanted to extend our appreciation for that.
It's a good cause, and
yeah,
you know, of course the time frame was hot, but
yeah,
I'm glad we came through. I'm glad it looked good, and I actually got to see one on the road today, so
yeah, well, hopefully you see. And Medina Township cruisers, yep, also
all
obviously
have
are all, yep, they got theirs right away out of the first batch. And then I just wanted to mention, I know that's not a full house, but City Fire's been promoting a hearing impaired smoke detector program that I just wanted to mention, that if any of you know of anybody that could benefit from it, or anybody that might be listening at home, if that's still what we're doing here. This is it's a bedside unit that it's kind of like an alarm clock, but it works with your with the smoke detectors that you already have installed in your home. And what it does is it has a basically a vibration sensor with it that goes between your mattress. So as I understand it, most people that rely on hearing aids generally cannot lay down to sleep at night with them, so they generally take them out, and that leaves them without the ability to hear their smoke alarms going off. So this bedside unit actually picks up that the smoke alarms in the house are going off, and it outputs a very low tone and vibrates the bed to wake the hearing impaired. We just had one person that we found that needed that, and we thought that if there was one, there was probably a lot more. So we tried to get the word out about it, and it's just blowing up. So we know there are a lot of people out there that need it. We're working with the State Fire Marshal's office on a grant program. They are expensive units, but most people that would need this would also qualify for the grant. So we've been very successful in helping them get the grants. And then lastly, the fire department is actually going out and doing the install and the setup for them to ensure that the systems are working. So If you guys could spread that word to anybody that you think might need it, Facebook page or whatever. It's, if they want information about it, all they have to do is just call Medina Fire Department Station 1. And then lastly, I mentioned it to Denny a couple of times, and again tonight, we've kind of been joking about it, but the township lawnmower that is at Station 6 probably isn't going to make it into next year. So I just wanted to give you guys a heads up about that. The guys have been repairing it. I'm pretty confident that they'll get it through the little bit of the season that we have left. But I just want to let you guys know so you don't get any surprises. We should probably plan to replace that mower in the spring.
What kind of mower is that? What is that?
Denny.
It's a Gravely.
A little
cheaper model Gravely.
Walk behind?
Right? Zero no, turn.
Zero. A zero turn. Yeah. How much property is over there?
What is it? A couple acres?
Yeah.
Yeah. With a building, probably 2 acres and a parking lot. So they're not all 0.2 acres, but about an acre.
A little over an acre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 2 weed whackers and we'll be good?
A couple hand signals.
Yeah.
Is that?
We'll look at that for our next budget. Okay.
Anything else, Chief?
Thank you.
Thank you. Denny, anything more?
We started the concrete work this week, as you know. And the sidewalk up on Gateway or up on Aaron Drive, that's going to get poured tomorrow.
Okay.
So moving forward on that. All right. The guys were up crack sealing a little bit while I was gone. So getting caught up.
Oh, that's good. You got enough salt?
Right now.
Elaine, you have anything?
No.
Nick, you have anything?
I'd like to go back to the COVID payroll compensation.
Okay.
You were talking about the 80 hours, that's full-time people. Is there a plan for part-time?
I believe after talking to the prosecutor that one day, was what? It's based on how many hours you would work in a pay period with minus overtime, correct? Is that what you kind of referred to?
I don't recall.
Well, the full-time one obviously is based on
40 hours, right?
So they probably, what they're doing is probably going to take like the average that they work.
Average work week times two?
Times two. Yeah,
that's right. Either part-time people that work through the weekends, part-time people who work once a month.
Well, we wouldn't cover the once a month people, would we? That would just be zoning.
Yeah, the zoning boards.
Unless we got the whole entire zoning board sick, the other one might just get a.
They had COVID.
Let me look into that, Nick, and I'll get back to the trustees and that. And still.
The zoning board is a little bit different because anyone who gets paid per.
Like when you're paying per meeting, something like that,
that's viewed differently when it comes to employees.
Normal.
So that is a little different, but yeah, Nick makes a good point for...
Let me make a few phone calls and I'll have an answer for the board next trustee meeting.
That's interesting.
I'm just calculating 2 weeks of their time for one meeting a month. That'd be like...
Yeah, no, that is viewed differently.
It is.
This came up on a different issue a while back, but
I can see the part-time employees. The zoning BZA, I don't see that.
All right. Anything else, Teddy? Nick?
Yeah, actually, I did call about that window today for that door.
Yes.
The frame did come in.
Okay, we're just waiting on the window.
He was supposed to call me back. He never did, but they're waiting on the window, I think, is what they're actually waiting on. So.
Okay. And then any word on the camera system and all that stuff?
No, you asked me about it, and I didn't do no more with it.
Okay.
I got them quotes, but okay. What do you want to do as far as that goes? I've been.
Can you just send me the quotes? That way when we... We'll at least have an idea as to what we need to budget for our money, because we're going to have to... Put a budget together for that money.
Yes.
So that gives me that'll give us an idea as what we need for that. Okay. Chrissy, do you have anything?
No, I don't.
No.
Are you sure?
Anything else, Denny?
I think that's it.
All right. Sure?
Yeah.
All right. How do you guys want to do this next part?
Well, we got closed public comments.
Well, we're not in public comment. No, we just did a department head since we have all the department heads here today.
All right.
I would just do public comment and then okay. go into executive session. They don't need to stay here and wait for us.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to go into public comment.
A second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoka?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
At this time, the floor is open for public comment. Please raise your hand, state your name and address for the record. Anyone? Nobody?
You can answer all their questions. That's fine.
All right, then. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
A roll call.
Mr. Stoka?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next up then is police chief status discussion. So at this time, just to let the residents know that are in attendance and the ones that are watching, we had our committee meeting. We had a special meeting last week Thursday, which at the time I discussed how we went about with our candidates for police chief. We had 11. We had a committee appointed with three police officers. One was a resident. And two residents sat in an interview committee. They whittled the 11 down to four. They did an interview with the four. They gave the trustees the four candidates' names, and that's where we're at right now. Hopefully, I'm hoping to have a police chief hired before the end of October. Is hopefully my goal. I don't know what the other two feel, but I think we can do something in that. So that's where we're at right now with police chief hiring process. Yes.
I just to add, one of the committee members was here at the last meeting, and he said, you know, go through the interviews like it's planned, and we still have the right to do whatever we want as a board of trustees. So while that's an open door there, we do have some terrific candidates. So that's one of them. There's options out there, but it's moving in a good path right now. So.
Well, the other thing is there are a lot of other police chiefs openings I've been noticing. You know, throughout the areas. So again, I would like to keep the process moving in a strong manner, and you know, because obviously they're in, you know, a situation where they don't want to be caught in limbo either.
Right,
so
right.
Get these things done, be methodical about it, and you know, hopefully we'll have a police chief sooner than later.
And then just to give you guys a status too, this doesn't affect the police chief, but Sergeant Zija, Sergeant Mangel, Officer Nicholson, and I believe Officer Harvey had interviews yesterday with some police candidates for police officer. They have one that they really strongly liked after yesterday's interview, and I believe they have another interview planned for tomorrow for another person. So that's where we're at right now. I told them to go forward with the process. Hopefully, like I said, we can get a police chief in place. Then at that time, we can present them with some of the officers, candidates that we had, and kind of have some of that part of the process along, and then they can give their input and stuff like that, just to kind of go forward with that process. So that's where we're at right now with that. So now at this time, I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session to discuss the employment of a public employee with the three trustees.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoka?
Aye.
Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
We are in executive session at 8:09 p.m. Actually, do we have Angela come in? Motion.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to amend my motion to go into executive session with the three trustees and the fiscal officer to discuss employment of a public employee.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoka?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
All right, we are in executive session at 8:09 p.m. Denny, you don't have to stay, Elaine. All right, we are back from executive session where the three trustees and a fiscal officer were discussing employment of a public employee. No decisions were made, and we are back at 9:43 p.m. With that being said, I'd like to set special meeting for October 9th, Saturday, October 9th, 2021, for 8 o'clock a.m. For, it's going to be for police chief interviews with the trustees.
It's going to be, like, we might need a second, right?
So, yeah, it'll be a motion.
Second.
He's seconded. Any discussion on this?
Yeah, this is going to just go straight into the executive session, right?
Yeah, but I made it for 8. 8:30 is roughly what we're looking at the first, but this gives us time to do our roll call and get everything set and ready to go for it. But yeah, it'll be an executive session. It will be, Nick?
Yes.
So, and if you could get that advertised for us.
Absolutely.
All right. Anything else before I have a roll call?
What time are we? We're meeting at 8?
8.
Okay.
First candidate will come at 8:30, and I will reach out to the candidates and set up the times that they'll be in for interviews. And I will send you guys an email as to who's coming in, what time.
Right. So you guys have an idea. Yeah, I guess I just want to make sure that people knew that there's not going to be.
Yeah, it won't be. All right. Anything else with the comments? Roll call.
Mr. Stopa.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
All right. Anything else in front of the board tonight? Chuck, you have anything?
Not that I can remember.
Doug, you have anything?
No.
Angela, do you have anything?
I do not.
I do not have anything. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the Medina Township regular trustee meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 9:45 p.m.